Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Donald Faison testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Donald Faison testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you testing? Is your microphone set?
I've got some new toys to play with over here, Donald.
I don't give a shit about your toys right now, buddy. I'm sick of your face.
Why? Oh, because why?
I don't watch it on purpose, but My daughter keeps playing this damn Cheaper by the Dozens
Thank
movie.
Thank you. That's my number one fan, my goddaughter right there.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
So you're telling me you don't watch it?
Having to watch. I do watch it. I have to watch it because she's watching it all the time. Like back to back to back to back to back. That shit's on 24/7. Dude, it's ridiculous. And then having to do a rewatch and then having to look at your face again. I can't believe it. I'm so sick of your face, buddy.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. And I love that Wilder, who is how old?
She's six.
Six. So if you have a six-year-old, listen. Let them see Cheaper by the Dozen. She's the target demo.
Well, everybody's really the target demo. You're so good at it, man.
Thank you.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. My wife wants to say something. Play the song.
KC, come down here. I don't know nothing about raising these fools. So tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids. And that's what it is.
Hey, I just have to tell you. So yesterday I was picking Wilder up at art camp. And she was refusing to get in the car. And I was like, Wilder, we got to go. And somebody said, well, what time is it? She goes, it's wine time. And I said, it's what? Because first of all, I don't even drink wine. I barely drink at all.
Is that in the movie?
Yes, I guess.
Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yes, someone says it's wine time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, we've got to cut her off.
That's my number one fan right there.
She sits and repeats the dialogue. She says the dialogue with the actors.
I put the video. Casey posted this video that was so adorable of what time was it in the morning?
Oh, it's like 7:30 in the morning.
At like 7:30 in the morning, she's got the movie opens with a Beyonce song, and she's like dancing around the living room, getting her breakfast underneath her blanket, all ready to watch it. She's like, and Casey goes, "You're gonna watch it again?"
Well, because they're on spring break, so we don't have a lot going on, so they're watching a lot of TV.
I just love that Donald's being forced to watch me over and over and again.
Oh, he laughs. He's not going to tell you that, but I'll hear him laughing.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he laughs. Good.
All right, thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
That's just funny, though, man. I'm not going to lie.
It is pretty funny. Actually, before you got on, Daniel was just like, because Daniel and Joelle came to the premiere, and before you got on, Daniel was like, I got to tell you, that movie is really funny.
It was really funny.
That's just funny, man. And, you know, the Daniel sisters are great in it, man. It's good to see them in something again, man. You know, I don't know if you were a Sweet Valley
High. No, I never watched Sweet Valley High, but I knew that that was their jam.
Oh, man, I had crushes on the both of them, man.
Yeah.
They were great in it. I got to work with Brittany in Skyline, actually.
But the whole cast, all the kids.
Amazing. Yeah. Freaking Gab, the kids, the dad.
Yeah, you know he's incredible.
His
nickname is Tree. He goes by Tree. Because he's probably as big as a tree. He's giant. But his acting is fucking amazing.
He's great. Timon. Like, Erica, she's amazing. Like, all, you know, just like, it's familiar faces, too, you know? And
Abby Elliott's in it?
You know? It's just such an amazing, it's an amazing family movie, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you. I'm so happy that people love it. It's funny. I had a really funny moment because I'm trying to help my parents buy a house, and I never get recognized by kids because I've never done anything for kids. And other than Chicken Little, obviously, which they're not going to recognize me from that. And this is my very first thing that's ever been, you know, most of my stuff's, you know, obviously Scrubs was risque and kids weren't watching that, and all my movies are pretty much. So I'm walking down the street, and this was like the next day, and I'm holding my mom. I got my mom's arm because she's walking with a cane these days, and this woman comes out of nowhere with two little young boys, probably seven, and she goes, "Sauce King, it's the Sauce King," because my character creates a sauce in the movie, and the two little boys' faces lit up, and I was like, I had this beautiful moment that was like, you know, I've been used to getting recognized since I got famous with Scrubs, but this moment was like seeing a kid's face light up seeing me. It was something, I don't know, it was something cool about it because
it's amazing. Can I tell you something? And on a selfish level, just as you know,
Sauce King,
it's longevity also with your career. You're touching a new audience, that had no idea who you were.
Right.
Is now, you know what I mean?
No child has any idea who I am.
No, well, they do now.
They do now.
That's, you know what I mean? And they're going to grow up with you now too. You know what I'm saying?
I hope we get to make this more. It was fun.
It's so amazing, dude. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, and thanks for being so supportive. And thank you. You weren't able to come to the premiere because you had to work, but it was so fun watching your kids watch the premiere. And every time there's a music cue because Kenya got Disney to pay for them songs. There's the soundtrack.
He got Beyonce on there.
I don't know what
he got Beyonce on.
I don't know what this soundtrack wants to cost, but Kenya said make it happen. And every time there was a song, your daughter hopped up out of her seat and she was just dancing along. She was having the best time.
I'm telling you, it's her new favorite movie.
I love it. So there's our Cheaper by the Dozen plug. Please check it out if you haven't. It's on Disney Plus. It came out last week, and it's been a lot of fun hearing people and their families enjoy it. There she is.
What up, Queen Joelle in the house?
Joelle, are you doing anything to propagate the rumor that the people want me to play Ted Kord? You are dialed into this universe?
Yes. Listen, I posted it in my stories like maybe 2 weeks ago when I got a bunch of messages being like, when will Zach suit up? I'm here for it. I will tell all of the DC people anytime I see them. It's right there in front of you guys. We're ready and
waiting. Hold on now.
Uh-oh.
Listen, here's the thing. Now, if you get to play Ted Kord, do I get to still play Blue Beetle? Because I'm a little worried.
I'm a little worried, man.
CW didn't pick up Legends of Tomorrow yet. And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get a little worried. They picked up Flash. They picked up Kung Fu.
If we're gonna
they picked
get in
up uh, the football shit. They picked up all that other stuff. I didn't hear Legend of Tomorrow. Does that mean that if you get chosen as Ted Kord, I still get to play Blue Beetle?
We should call Greg Berlanti live on the show and surprise and ask him. By the way, we've got some new sound effects, Donald, because I have expanded my repertoire a little bit.
Okay.
This is when this is my Donald Faison intro track.
Wait, do it again. Do it again.
You like
it's
that?
I'm like a Seinfeld drum.
No,
roll.
It's got a scratch, bro.
It's still Seinfeldish. What is it? So Black Seinfeld? What are you trying to say?
It's Blindfeld.
I don't get it. It's Blindfeld. All right. All
right. Now, when you have a joke that doesn't work.
that's gonna hurt in real time.
This is gonna hurt. You can't discriminate though. You better not discriminate.
No,
that shit goes for you too.
I'll use it on me. Now when you tell me you got a new job and you got a job you're really excited about. Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
Make that money. Make that money.
We got this. Okay. Who's gonna get this?
That goes hard.
That's a good
one. That's fire, dude. That's fire. When does that come in?
I don't know. We're gonna
How about
explore.
Drop it right now? One more time.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, y'all.
Yeah.
it's our new intro music after the theme song goes. After our theme song goes. But it's the breakdown. Like when James Brown break it down and he just ha! Yeah. And he's just dancing and shit. Oh, good. Come on, man.
Donald, I'm getting back in shape. I'm back on the wagon.
Well, if you're going to play Ted Kord, you got to get back in shape.
You
and
too. You're going to try and get in that
Beetle,
suit.
I got to get in that suit, and you got to get in that
you
suit.
Can't have
if
a,
it happens.
You can't have
Come
a
on, CW.
You can't have a fupa in a suit, Donald.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, if we're going to strap on, strap in, not strap on, both.
Oh, gosh.
Oh boy.
You're just sticking your foot deeper and deeper and deeper.
By the way, this episode of the show has so much homoeroticism in it.
Oh, it's got racist shit. Who wrote this stuff?
I don't know. But
Elliot is clearly a Republican. Clearly. Okay. Clearly a Republican.
We can talk about that. We're going to get into all that. All I know is one thing's for sure. I'm documenting the... Keith's body and claiming it is my own.
Yeah. Which is, you know what? How about we start it like this?
Let's get in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather.
I laughed a bunch.
Yeah, I was confused a little bit too.
My friend with money, guys, we are in 605. And I got a very interesting proposition last night about this podcast. I'm so excited to tell you guys about it, but I don't know if I can. I don't think I can tell the fans yet.
Tell us shit.
Well, you can
Get
say
those
we'll cut it.
Bleeps ready, Daniel.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'll tell you, and then Daniel, you'll assess how you bleep it out.
Okay.
I met the CFO of. And she said, I love the podcast. Why don't you guys and we'll and
fuck you. You're lying.
Oh, my God.
You're lying to me right
yeah,
now.
That happened.
You're lying to me.
And then this morning, and I thought she like had a buzz or whatever. And then this morning she texted me about it.
Oh, she's for real then.
Yeah, she's for
real. A next day follow up?
A next day early follow up.
This has to happen. This has to happen.
All right, fans, we can't tell you yet, but put it this way. The podcast is on such fuego that people are hitting us up from all over.
My heart is beating so fast. That's amazing. Zach, how do you do all this business?
Yeah, what?
That's incredible.
Well,
wow.
That's the thing about Hollywood is you can go to, I got to hang out with Al Pacino. Listen to what's happening last week. I went to a Shabbat. Okay. I went to a Shabbat dinner where I hung out with Al Pacino.
Wow.
Okay.
I sat next to Al Pacino and I was so nervous.
Hoo-ah!
And he's so cool. And everyone at the table obviously basically just like, come on, tell us stories. And he was telling stories. And apparently there's like the secret club that if you're friends with Pacino or you know someone, where he screens old 35 millimeter prints at either the New Beverly, that's Tarantino's theater, right? Or whatever. And then after does Q&As. And it's not like it's not like charged or anything. It's just like you got to know someone. And then, but guys, I'm like, I got my foot in the door. The woman who organizes it, I met her. I gave her my number. I go, I love Al so much. Please invite me. And she goes, yeah, I'll make sure you're invited. And I'll try and get you guys invited. But like not necessarily like super famous ones. Like he referenced.
He's done so many movies. Yeah,
they referenced Scarecrow, which I've never seen, which I guess is him and Gene Hackman.
Wow.
And then and Eli Roth was also at the table, and he's like, you know, he's like best buddies with Tarantino. And Eli Roth was like, I think Tarantino might have a print of Scarecrow. I could get it from him. And Al would be like, Al was like, oh, that would be great. And I was just like, I can't believe it. Hoo-ah!
What a dream. What a dream. Then goodness.
Then Eli Roth and I started doing impressions of him from Glengarry Glen Ross. And it was magic.
Yes!
Then, God, they have the craziest story to
tell you. Hold on. I just got to say one thing before you get into this crazy-ass story. This is just a little interlude into my love for Al Pacino. Best motivational talk in a movie ever is... Any Given Sunday.
Oh,
when he's in the locker room talking at the end of the movie when they're about to go into the playoff game. That shit is so powerful. And I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't know how much Al Pacino knows about football, but whoever that character was he was playing, if you ever want to get motivated, if you ever want to feel some type of emotion and go out into the world charged and ready to go, listen to that monologue.
There you
go. In the locker room at the end of the movie.
Well, I love him. I think he's, such a fucking genius. And it was just cool to sit next to him and hear him tell stories. And he was just so personable. You know, you'd think a lot of old school legends like that would be like, you know, let's just have a glass of wine. I don't want to talk about my work. He was the opposite. He was holding court at the table. People are asking him questions. He's like, oh, I got a funny story about that. Now let me tell you something. And it was just amazing. Man. It was so cool.
You said you had something else that was crazy.
The other story that's hilarious. Okay, so make a long story short, Donald and I, we've told you about the loft we stayed in when we were our first hiatus from Scrubs in Manhattan in Soho. And we put a ping pong table in there, right?
Yeah.
Was there one in there or did we buy one?
I don't know if we bought one, but there was a ping pong table and...
Yes.
Yeah.
And we hung and we told you about the stories there and we had some... really fun nights there. We were just, Donald had been famous before, but it was my first time being a known actor. And I was doing Shakespeare in the Park, which was like a lifelong dream. And I was cranking Michelle Branch. Everything was perfect.
Turn me inside out so I can see.
That was the summer of Everywhere to Me. I had my CD player. Remember I had my yellow CD player?
That thing so it doesn't skip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
you
so
know
it
that,
doesn't
you
skip.
Know, you know that I had that thing that you clamped over and locked the Sony? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So it doesn't
classic.
Skip.
Classic. The Discman.
You know what?
I couldn't have Everywhere skipping. I knew
you know what? this episode has a lot of shit like that anyway. But yeah, go on. So
we gotta get
happened?
Into the episode, but let me just tell you the story. So when we left, Donald, I don't even know if you know this, but when we left, this woman, we hadn't done anything to the place. The place was it was not set up nice. It was an artist studio. It just happened to have like a bathroom and two beds, and it was pretty rough. It was, but we were just so happy to be in a giant loft pretending we were in the movie Big in Soho. But it was not like redone, right? It was like a rough, raw space.
Yeah.
And this woman who rented it to us had the audacity to try and keep our deposit. And she sent me this long list of all the things that were wrong. That she needed to repaint. There was a missing conch shell in the bathroom that like this, that, the other thing. And it was such bullshit because we hadn't done anything to her fucking loft. Okay. So for some reason I was so mad, I took the time to write the sassiest, funniest response to her claims. And I wasn't like being a dick. I was just being like a wise ass, but I was being a funny wise ass. And it was a letter for one. No one would ever see it but this woman. It wasn't like I was going to litigate it or anything. It wasn't, she probably kept our fucking deposit for all I know. But I took the time to really sit there and write the funny as hell, you've got to be fucking kidding me letter, right? I haven't thought about it since. This was 2000 and what? One? Two?
Yeah, whenever freaking Scrubs premiered. One.
2002.
2001.
Okay.
Uno.
So I'm coloring my movie, which is when you go into when you go into a studio and you sit with a colorist and your cinematographer and you're adjusting all the color and making it look as pretty as possible. Think of it like a $1 zillion Instagram room. And all of a sudden, my DP says, Janusz Kaminski is here. Would you like to meet him? Now, for those of you who don't know, Janusz Kaminski is one of the most famous cinematographers of all time. He's shot 19 of Spielberg's movies. He's got two Oscars. He shot Schindler's List. He shot the recent West Side. I mean, basically the last 19 Spielberg movies and many other movies. He's a living legend. And I'm like, oh, and Mauro Fiore, who's my cinematographer for my film that I made, used to be his gaffer. The gaffer is right underneath the cinematographer. He's in charge of all the lighting. So they're friends. So he says, Janusz happens to be here. Do you want to meet him? So I say, oh my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, Janusz Kaminski's in it. So Janusz Kaminski comes into the room. He's a Polish guy. He's loud. He's funny. He's just clearly pounded a cup of coffee because he's speaking a mile a minute. And he goes, Zach, I read that letter that you wrote that woman, and that was the funniest fucking thing I ever read in my life. And I go, what? How could you possibly have read that? He goes, because I rented that place right after you and your friend, and the letter was somehow on the table, and I got to tell you, all these years later, I'm still laughing about how fucking funny that letter was.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Amazing.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Amazing. Yeah, man.
That is, you know, that is wild.
He was cracking up. He was quoting it. That's amazing. This is 20 years ago. He's quoting it.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
He's like, you made me laugh so hard. I can't do a Polish accent. Sorry. But he's like, you made me laugh so hard. He goes, and I had to deal with that lady for 2 years. I rented that place. Anyway, I just thought that's the end of the story. But I'm like sitting there like mega fan geeked out. And he's telling me that I'm hilarious for a letter I wrote 20 years ago.
That's great. Amazing. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Anyway, let's get into the show. Hit it.
We already did that.
Oh, then don't hit it. You know what you should, instead of hitting that, hit this. Hey. We also have this too.
I know. You know what I like? You know what that should be?
What?
The first one that you did when what? We come back from commercial break.
Okay. We got a lot of responsibilities now. All right, let's have the show. There's swanky new suites.
Right, that rich folks.
The rich folks can afford, which is a commentary and a real thing. We all know. They have that here in, definitely in Los Angeles and New York.
You can Cedar Sinai got it for sure, because we got that when the kid
Yeah, you
was
were
born.
Gifted it, I believe, by one of your friends. And and I remember walking in, and it was nice. And I'm sure there's levels above what you had even.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the lower level one. We got it's not common and you're not sharing it with someone else. You got your own private one.
Right.
They got the ones that are like, you know,
like this, like we're spoofing in the show. Yeah. And in fact, I did that for my dad once when he was ill. They had him in like a 4-bedroom or something. And I remember, it's like, take out my credit card. Like, what do I got to pay? Because I'm blessed enough that I can do that. And it was on offer. So obviously you're going to do anything you can for your parents when they're sick. But so that's a real thing that exists. If you're listening in another country, that might not happen in your country, or maybe it does. I don't know.
You took the candy. What's JD the candy? Took the candy from the.
That was
the
funny.
Guy
I took
the
mint off his chest.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was very funny.
Postpartum depression, I have to say, I thought was handled. You know, the theme, one of the main themes of this is Carla and Turk. And their new baby, and Carla suffering from postpartum depression, which I thought this was a great public service announcement, really, for so many women that must go through this. And I know this aired in 2006, but the way that it was dealt with, and the beautiful speech that Jordan gives Carla at the end was just, I don't know, I was just proud of us for putting a positive message out in the world, right?
Not only that, I thought it was played well. I thought Judy did such an amazing job. You know, we talk about how great of an actress she is, but she's really flexing her chops in this, you know.
Yes.
She's being funny and dramatic at the same time, and that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And she's nailing it. And then also Krista's speech at the end is beautiful.
Yeah.
And so needed, and made me laugh so hard also, where, you know, when she turns around and she's like, dude, shut the fuck up, Turk, pretty much.
You don't have a line in this play.
You do not have a line in this play.
I laughed at every one of your reactions.
If you speak again, I will eat you.
I laughed when she said, I had this night, you know, she says, I've had these feelings like I might throw my baby out the window. And then they cut to you and you're like, the faces you were making. The faces you were making.
Oh my God. Yeah, man.
But
I was really, it was my favorite storyline in the show this time around. Elliot made me really mad in this episode for some reason. And it wasn't because I'm jealous of her getting off at 5 o'clock. Like, some of the shit she was saying, like, I stopped right before it got too ghetto in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, she said, like, a lot of things where I was like, what?
Yeah.
If this was that Key and Peele sketch, I would have been like,
all All right, we'll get into that. So Elliot walks in. This clearly is a time in electronics where all these things are coming out, because all of a sudden in this episode, you've got webcams, you've got taking pictures with phones, you've got video chatting, right? You've got texting is a lot. It just felt like this episode also was a sort of a trend, must have been a transitional phase in the time when everyone was sort of switching over to all these gadgets.
Well, you know? I remember the whole OMG LOL thing. I had no idea what that was at the time. So it was still very new to text and use those as ways to describe how you were feeling. Now it's just like common tongue. Like we use it in our everyday language.
But right. Although sometimes a young person will send you something and you're like, what? I have to Google what that one means.
My kid's walking around saying everything is sus. I'm like, what the heck does that mean?
That's suspects, right?
I know what suspect means. Yeah, but everything is sus. Fozzie, you're acting so sus right now. He's talking about the dog. And I'm like, how suspicious is this dog acting right now? What is the dog?
You're going to learn lingo from the kids. When I made Cheaper by the Dozen, those kids were speaking like a different language and like doing things like, she. I learned it meant like you got ice in your veins or something. I don't know. Donald, do you know that one?
That's funny.
No, but that's very funny. Shit. Kids.
Yeah, this, but I don't know if this is I'm sure it's out of style now because it's been a year, but they would go like.
No, the ice in your veins.
I think it was a TikTok thing. It was a basketball thing, was ice in your veins, but then they paired it, which I think was a TikTok thing, with sheesh, which meant something else. I don't know. But they used it for everything. It was like, you know how the Smurfs use Smurf for everything?
Yeah.
That's how they use sheesh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elliot walks in when I'm trying to show off to Kim that I've got a nice body, but I'm using Keith's body. I'm using Keith, and I'm taking a picture of his abs, and I go, no, I've always had an innie.
Yeah.
That's funny. Elliot walks in while I'm photographing Keith's ass, and she goes, this reminds me of the time I found you at that bus stop bent over showing your abs. And then you assume it's going to be
something. He goes, this is nothing like that. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And then you assume it's going to be like him hooking up with a guy or something. And it's actually me again taking a picture of his ass.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm getting a little flare off the urinal.
Right. Yeah. And then you go, actually, this is exactly.
Like- yeah. So JD, you know, I'm not saying he's DTF, but he's definitely interested in Keith's body.
Very much so. I was going to ask you about that. I think JD does have some fantasies that.
I think maybe, he appreciates the male form. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, but fantasies that his form looked like that form as well.
Yes, though, you know I don't mean? Think he wants to touch Keith, but he does.
Maybe. Wait, hold on now. Is it gay to touch another man?
Well, that's all debatable. You know, on the scale, on the Kinsey scale of queerness, is that the right way to frame it, Joelle?
Yeah, it's a spectrum.
It's a spectrum. I mean, so you might not want to put your peep in a man, but you might go, ooh, those abs feel nice.
You could certainly appreciate a body form without wanting to be intimate with it. Yes.
Right. There you go. Thank you, Joelle, for guiding me through.
Joelle turns it into like it all of a sudden turns into Vulcan. She turned it straight up into
Joelle's the queer.
It gets all big languaged and everything.
I love being a queer Vulcan. That's amazing. Joelle's
our queer Vulcan. Well, I don't want to upset anyone, so I want to say everything correctly. So I let Joelle make sure we're using the correct syntax. Right, Joelle?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So I think I don't think JD wants to play hide the peep with Keith, but I do think that it seems is a little into his body.
Oh, absolutely.
This is X's new partner. He's like, what's going on over there? What's happening?
But it's funny though, when he's involved with their sex play, he never participates or anything or is invited to. He's always just sort of
He participates. He's jumped on the bed before. In that episode, he jumps on the bed, doesn't he?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened with them. That's what I'm trying to say.
Elliot must have shut that down.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't really know. Jordan needs a ram.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
It was a fantasy.
That was crazy.
You thought it was crazy for a fantasy?
That was that she threw the ram's head on the ground. And
then she said, no, he pulls it out and she says, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
That's the show that women have when they're pregnant, have crazy food cravings.
She ate a live ram.
Did Casey ever have food cravings like that? Eating a live ram?
No, she does like her steak medium rare, but she does not eat live animals. Sorry.
Are you going to watch the Oscars at my house, by the way? The Oscars will have already happened by the time this airs, but I want to know if you're watching it with us. The problem with your family is...
We got basketball and shit, and we don't got a babysitter. We're going to Palm Springs. Rocco has a tournament for basketball.
Doesn't sound like you're going to watch the Oscars. I know, Joelle, you're going to be watching the Oscars.
Yeah, right now I'm doing a mad dash to watch all of the films I haven't seen yet.
What have you seen Denzel's performance?
I have not.
That's on the list for Friday night.
You know what? What is up? Why is everybody scared to watch that shit, man? You know it's going to be fire. You know what I mean?
I have an idea why. It's his performance, and Frances McDormand's performance, I don't think anyone doubts will be holy shit. It's a very artistically done rendition in that the way that it is filmed and shot is, they're not like in a castle per se. It's done with like light and mood, and it's Joel Cohen being incredibly artistic, and it's probably brilliant. But I think a traditional set and traditional Denzel and Frances McDormand in a real believable environment might have been more enticing to people. I'm making this up. Daniel, any thoughts on my theory?
I haven't seen it. I'm also, a little bit lacking in the Oscar department, so I would trust your analysis more. I trust your analysis primarily.
I don't know.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of these movies, you know what I mean, this time around. I've seen that every year. It's like,
you see West Side Story yet, Donald?
I started it. I couldn't finish it.
Whoa. Wow.
Why couldn't you finish it?
I thought it's dope, and I think it's great performances and all of that stuff. It was just boring.
Whoa. Tony Kushner showed his whole ass on that script, though. It's so good.
I thought
the rewrite was really, really well done.
There was so much talent, and I thought it was beautifully shot by my new best friend, Janusz Kaminski.
Yeah.
True.
So.
I didn't say it wasn't beautiful. I didn't say it wasn't well directed. I didn't say there weren't great performances. It wasn't my cup of tea. I'm sorry.
I respect it.
It's okay.
That's real talk.
Hey, let him have his opinion.
Ask me if I watched Spider-Man.
Did you watch Spider-Man?
Fuck yeah, man. That shit is fire, dude.
We had to ask.
You know who shot Spider-Man?
Who?
Mauro Fiore, the cinematographer who shot my film, A Good Person.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
So I'm fancy. All right, let's get back into the show. Oh, should we take a break? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this episode of Scrubs, the television show. Let's go out with this.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial
and a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. And we're back!
We are back! We are back!
All right, we're back.
So trampoline floors, eh?
I like that I go. I like bouncing, but it is dangerous. Also, Scrubs Wiki pointed out that why is JD drinking beer in the fantasy when he doesn't like beer?
Right.
It's JD's fantasy. Question. Well, they clearly want to do the gag with the beer on the trampoline, but and that's probably very tricky to do with an apple teeny. But if it's JD's fantasy... He's not drinking beer.
No. Todd can't see the nipple. That shit made me laugh, man. That was my loudest
laugh. That's the biggest laugh of the show.
Once again, Rob Mascio comes through.
God, Rob, we are sorry for ever doubting you on set and making fun of you for running line singular. Oh, God. But every time he says something, it's funny. That is the funniest. I can't see the nipple.
I can't see the nipple.
Why is Rob... in the lactation consultant.
I don't know why the Todd is there, man. What is he doing in that? And how did he hide behind these two ladies before? You know what I mean? He's hiding behind them and they can't see him. And Turk and Carla can't see him either. And he pops up out of nowhere.
That is the biggest laugh of the episode is Todd jumping out in the lactation meeting saying, I can't see the nipple. Wait, why does this kid come over and point out that you're African-American?
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck was up with this show, yo? Like, I'm sitting here like, wait, I don't know. I don't get it. Where did that come from? That was just, like, random. Goes,
well, it was a very weird. It makes me believe, well, they needed to set up the idea that Carla would leave the baby with a child. That's how that's how out of it she is with her postpartum depression. So they had to introduce a child neighbor. But what his line is
since you're African-American.
I wrote it down. Since you're African-American, I was wondering if I could borrow some of your Marvin Gaye CDs.
What the
And you're not taken aback or offended in any way. You reach right
He's
for
like,
him.
He's like, yeah, come on in, kid.
Yeah, come on in, kid. And by the way, here they are. I happen to have my Marvin Gaye CDs
right.
at the ready on account of being African-American. Well, I always keep them close by.
The fucked up shit is that everybody should have Marvin Gaye CDs back then. You know what I'm saying? Not. That's just what it is. Let's just keep it 100. That's good music. Good music is good music is good music.
I know, but you ripped them out like they were in your Marvin Gaye CD holster.
You don't got a motherfucking Marvin Gaye catalog, motherfucker?
I don't think I ever bought a Marvin Gaye CD.
What?
But
you don't have Let's Get It On?
No, I don't.
You don't have What's Going On?
Do you, when you're getting busy with your lady, do you like go, hold on, I know you've been married a long time.
Yeah,
do you go, hold on, girl.
Sometimes that music
Do you go, hold
right.
on, girl, let me put on the right song.
All right, I'm going to tell you something
They do
right
that
now.
In the movies, but I don't think.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah, keep it 1,000 like you did last week, because that was very funny.
If you.
I had people on my Twitter write me about how fucking hilarious it was about you slurping all over your wife's face.
If you
and
put,
my suggestion to put bread in your bedside table. Sorry, go ahead. Keep it 1,000. Go.
I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about whether you put on music when you're gonna get busy with
your
wife.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's right. Yo. So look, if you put the music on when it's time. You gotta put on good music.
Let's get it on. I'm not allowed
right.
to play
Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye got some.
To play it.
Marvin Gaye got some real good music to fuck to. I'm just keeping 100 with you.
What other
keeping
ones 1, besides? What other ones besides? Let's Get It On. That's the one I know.
You can fucking pretty much fuck to anything,
oh,
really,
okay.
as you long can, as it's got a beat to it.
Donald Faison's here to say you can have sex to any Marvin Gaye song.
Well, yeah, man. Think about it. Yeah. What's going on? No. What's going
that's
on?
What's
going
song.
On? What's going
like a,
on?
Isn't that like a civil rights anthem?
Yes,
absolutely. But when you but when you hitting that that beat is kicking. What's you
know,
going on?
You know
what's
what I
going
you
on?
Know what I have sex
what's
to?
Going on?
Without fail.
What's going on?
Without fail, and I have to time it out right because it's not a long song. But when I'm getting ready to finish, I play this song. What you trying to get into a day soon? What you trying to do? And that helps me finish. What about when we reference our friend Chugsky died?
Yeah, I missed
and
that
then
bastard.
We say pour some out for our homies, and we pour coffee on
Yeah, what the fuck
the
was going on? What the hell is going on in this episode? Who wrote this episode?
Gabby Allen. Gabby Allen wrote this episode, but
what
you know,
the heck was going all, on there?
As we all know, there are many people in the writer's room that contribute. That might not have been Gabby's joke. She's just the one with the name on it.
Okay.
But we did pour some out for our homies.
Yeah, we pour it out. And then I do the Where the Turks Dance once I, you know what I mean?
That was very funny, by the way. I laughed at your Where the Turks Dance.
That's one of my Where the Turks. I like that. I say that with my kids. What a Faisons.
Cox,
I think everybody
Cox
should.
Cox thinks Barbie is a sellout.
I think he's jealous. That's real talk. I know he's in it to win it as a doctor.
Well, he has his moral compass is telling yes. him that he's not going to be a private practice doctor. That's not the kind of person he is. That's not who he wants to be. He's not going to do that life. But there
he don't
is,
want that money.
There he is sneaking in with a repelling with like a Batman. What do you call that thing? Repelling hook.
Grappling
hook. Mm-hmm. Because the janitor has sealed over the entrance to the luxury suite, I assume at night, with a wall.
Yes.
So Cox figures out the only way back into the luxury suite is via grappling hook.
Yes. I laughed at that. First, I was like, that shit's never going to hold on to the wall. And then it obviously does, and he climbs up. But
Batman has a grappling hook that shoots out of a gun, right?
Yeah.
But then he still has to climb.
No, he has a zip line too. He has
That's
a zip line
cool.
too.
Does he have a yeah. if I think if I was a superhero?
Ted Kord has something Ted Kord has something similar to that. He's kind of like Batman. Yeah, he's kind of like
okay,
Batman.
If you're listening, Greg Berlanti or Warner Brothers. When I played Ted Kord, I want a grappling hook that shoots, right? A gun that shoots a grappling hook. And then I hit a button and it starts pulling me up the line. How dope is that?
It's dope.
Does Batman have that?
Of course.
I want that.
Of course Batman has that. Batman has all the wonderful toys. That.
I have this weird fantasy about that. About
maybe it'll happen. We never know. Look, man, life is so crazy. We'll whiteboard it. I'm gonna put it on the whiteboard. I want it to happen, but I don't know what the CW wants.
It to Greg.
There's this new merger. There's all of this stuff that's going on, man.
I mentioned it to Greg, and I think he thought I meant the film version, because he said He said something like, I don't want to say what he said, but I don't think he thought I meant this Leagues of Legend version. What's
Legends
it called?
Of Tomorrow, you mean?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah. It just would be in the Arrowverse. That's what it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then we're going to spin off and do an HBO Max show. That's me.
Put it on the whiteboard. Listen, on the whiteboard.
What's the show with Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, but our show.
That would be dope. That would be so fire. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we'd have to stay in good shape to be in those tights. I can't have your fupa out. Okay, listen.
I think it should be better. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive?
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix Sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So then Carla leaves the baby with the Jewish little boy. We assume he's Jewish because he says mazel tov to her on the baby because he sees that her nipples are leaking through her shirt.
Yes.
So Turk walks in to find the baby with the Marvin Gaye listening Jewish kid who appreciates Carla's leaky nipples.
Yes.
Now Turk runs to the hospital with the baby.
Yes.
And I
with
say
with the baby.
And I say, hi, whatever I call you, Brown Bear. And I go, hi, Mocha Cub.
Yes. This is forever on my Instagram feed whenever I post pictures of my kids. Look, it's Mocha Cubs.
Mocha Cubs.
Look at the Mocha Cub.
You have very beautiful children. Every time I post them, they say, oh my goodness, his children are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to anyone who said that.
And then they say
they
look so much like Donald. So they're really indirectly giving you a compliment, not only on your seed, but on your face. Because they're like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. They look so much like Donald.
Their beauty comes from their mother, man. It doesn't come from me. I promise you that.
I agree.
Anyway.
Zach, I love you.
Let's talk about Keith in a singlet. Again, back to the homoeroticism. Keith shows up in a singlet with a very large package. By the way, I don't know if Keith augmented, but he was representing.
I think that's the point of the joke.
I say nice singlet. Does it come in hetero?
I bet you so many wrestlers were like, what?
I think wrestling the sport is pretty homoerotic. I mean,
it's fighting. It's combat. Yeah, so everything is homoerotic when it comes to fighting. That's just what it is, man. You're rolling around.
I know, but as a young...
Your testosterone is on high levels.
When you're in high school, you are in this heightened state of blaring testosterone and puberty. Yeah. And I remember wrestling with my friends. I'm not saying it was sexual, but you're like letting it out and you're like, argh! you're like an animal that needs to like, I look at my, you know, it's like animals, like dogs who need to wrestle and get it out. And so I just see that, I don't know. I just think that.
I don't mind all of that shit. I don't mind wrestling and stuff like that and rolling around and stuff. It's when the sweat drips on you that I got an issue with. That's when I'm like, God, man, yeah. Why you gotta sweat so much? Like, that's the one thing that I fucking fear about MMA and grappling. That shit's the worst, man. You'll be wrestling and you'll be sweating and shit. I don't give a fuck if your nuts are on my head while you're fucking trying to choke me out and all of that shit. That's fine. I get it. We are in combat. It's, you know, that's what it is. But motherfucker, why the sweat? You know what I mean? And I'm a sweaty guy too. That shit drips in your eyes, in your mouth, on your face. That shit is not fun.
It's like
when you're playing basketball and Pat Ewing's next to you and you're like, God, throw this motherfucker a towel or something.
Are you not allowed to have a towel on you when you play basketball?
No, man. You're not allowed to have a towel. No, man. No.
No, I'm saying you could tuck a towel in your shorts. That's not going to hurt
you.
No. You know how like the hype man always has
with
a towel?
With COVID.
Why can't the basketball player have the towel?
Right. The hype man always has a towel.
The hype man always has a towel. That's the title of my autobiography. I don't know why a basketball player isn't allowed to tuck a little washcloth or not a washcloth, but a little towelette in his pants.
Well, they got the jersey. You can wipe it off with the jersey
or a headband. Look, you can wear a headband, right?
Yeah, but that don't really stop it either. Listen, so when you are wrestling, though, that's what happens, man. The wrestling part is the fine. That, I don't know. I don't think anybody cares about that. It's the sweat.
Okay. Very funny, Krista's entrance a la Jurassic Park. To Isn't She Lovely?
Dun, dun, dun,
they even did the
dun,
cup of water.
Dun, 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 dun.
They even did the cup of water thing where the, you know, like in Jurassic Park when you see like the water shake.
Yeah. And then I'm scared. So am I.
Yeah. And she looked scary.
I'll be honest with you. She looked beautiful.
Well, I'm going to keep it 100. She can't help but look beautiful, but she did look, they did make her out to seem like a scary character.
Yeah, but it didn't work. I'm sorry. Krista's too beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
So Krista
this is what I don't get. The whole thing about being big and pregnant and everything like that and being full and that being scary is some bullshit, man. That's some straight up bullshit. There's beauty in everything, man. And the fact that these motherfuckers is acting like they scared of that shit is some bullshit as well, man. That's just me. Personally, I get it in the show. They're trying to make jokes about it.
She ate a ram, dude. She's scary.
I know. That's yeah. I get that. I get all
a
of that stuff.
Live ram.
I get all of that stuff. But come on, man. Come on.
I just love that Bill is clearly still in his animal face because they're bringing rams to set. I thought the scene with Krista and you and Judy was really beautiful. That song is so beautiful. I wrote it down. It's The Crane Wife 3 by the Decemberists. And it's such a pretty song as Jordan is consoling Carla and telling her not to be afraid to seek help for postpartum depression and how common it is and not to feel like a failure and telling Turk to shut the fuck up every time he tries to weigh in. And I just thought that was really great. As I said at the beginning of the episode, I like it when Scrubs has messages that really can help people and resonate with people. And there's so many women who suffer from postpartum depression. And I felt like we were, in a sense, doing a public service by normalizing it and explaining that you can get help for it.
I was going to have Casey come on the show. I don't know if she experienced postpartum depression, but I'm ignorant.
But I think you'd know. I think you would know.
Well, you know, there's something like we were talking about spectrums.
Yeah,
there's
of
levels
course.
To it.
Of course.
And
of course.
But I was gonna. I asked her if she wanted to talk about it, and she was like, "Ah, no, that's okay."
Why would you? The episode ends, and Carla's chosen to go on some antidepressants, which are clearly helping, and she says, if you talk openly about this, I'm going to show everyone that time you tried to grow your hair out. Now, what I don't understand is why is that a framed picture that's on in the living room?
One, why that? And why would he take a picture of it? Why would he be like, at some point, Turk would be like, yo, you know what? This shit ain't working. Way before
why is
it got
framed,
to that level.
Why is it framed in the living room?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's just I don't know. This is a wacky season. Things are crazy. It's very funny. There are very funny jokes in all of these shows. But some of these things aren't tracking anymore. It's like we're starting to, you know, like you said, the whole beer instead of the appletini. I get the joke is funny, but you know,
six
things
is okay.
Are.
I don't hate six.
Huh?
It ends with me really missing Elizabeth. Now, we all know what's coming with Elizabeth. I won't give any spoilers if you happen to be someone that doesn't know. But it ends on a melancholic note of JD really missing her. And
Well, it also ends with something that we don't talk about enough, actually. Elliot's love for JD is still very, very strong, regardless of what's going on between the two of, you know, she has a boyfriend now, he has a baby mama on the way, but Elliot truly still loves JD. She did the whole the webcam thing so he can talk to his girlfriend and everything like that. These are things that someone who is a true friend.
But do you think that she realizes that it's more than just, oh, I love you so much. You're such a good friend. We've been through a lot together. Or do you think she realizes, like, I'm going to keep this to myself, but I still have feelings for him?
I don't know. I think she's keeping it to herself. I think she knows inside she still has feelings for him. And she's doing this because, you know, I don't know how to put it. She involves him in everything, man. She involves him in her sex life. She involves him. They live together. Like all of these things, you know, she's given him a place to stay. All of these things are things that people, when somebody loves you, that's what they do for you. You know what I mean?
Right. But we know they're going to end up together. And
but so that's those, what I'm saying. So those that's feelings, what I mean.
Those feelings of love, next level love, like I'm in love with you love, are, I think she has those right now. They might be lying dormant and she's not really like present to them, but they're
that's
there.
Right. Yeah. Right, because look at all the wonderful things she does for this guy.
Yeah. Well, and also, he's been such an asshole to her. I mean,
he's still an asshole to her. She got a fucking fancy new job, and he's fucking shitting on her for it.
Well, he's trying to hold the same moral compass as Dr. Cox, because Cox is his hero. He's following in the footsteps of Cox and saying, no, I'm not going to sell out right now and go to private practice. I'm gonna work for this hospital. I wish I could carry this sound around with me all day. That's our show, everybody. We don't have a caller today because I'm sorry. I have to race off to work on my film. Please forgive me. Yay. I know everybody loves the caller, but I am in the final stages of finishing A Good Person, starring the legendary Morgan Freeman and the legendary Florence Pugh and the legendary Molly Shannon. I have to go to coloring, where I'm going to make it look even prettier and maybe see Janusz Kaminski again. But
tell Janusz I said what up, yo.
I will, but he doesn't care about you because you didn't write the most funny letter he's ever written.
Me in the letter? Did you mention me in the letter?
I don't remember the letter. I wrote it 20 years ago, but this dude wrote.
Ask Janusz if he remember. If he wrote, if ask him. Be like, listen, I don't want to bring up my best friend. But did I mention him in the letter? He wanted to know.
I will ask him if I see him.
And then that's when you bring up, you know, and he's a really good actor too. Oh, I don't know what Janusz, you know, you got going on nowadays.
I don't think Janusz decides who Spielberg casts. I think he just photographs it beautifully.
But if he would have been like, Spielberg, check this young brother out. Spielberg would be like, so oh, coming from scenario, you, Janusz, wow, you think that's very, scenario, okay, I will.
So in your mind, there's a scenario where Janusz calls Spielberg and is like, I read a letter 20 years ago, and there's an African-American who's mentioned in it. I think we should consider for some of your films. That's what's in your mind?
Yes.
Okay, just joking.
It's Hollywood, man. Anything can happen. And on that note, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather around to hear our, gather around.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.